Good afternoon. I'm Sharon Allseth with WFYI News. A growing season that began unusually wet and cold in the Midwest is finishing hot and dry, renewing worries of drought and its impact on crops. Experts say corn and soybeans may not have enough moisture in dry areas to develop to full weight, which could reduce this year's harvest. The weekly Drought Monitor report released today shows that lack of rain has caused drought conditions to expand in parts of Indiana, Illinois, and Michigan, and most of Wisconsin and Minnesota. The city's newest festival takes place this weekend in Broad Ripple Park. The White River Arts and Music Festival, or WARM Fest, is a three-day celebration that features dozens of musicians. Proceeds will help enhance the Broad Ripple waterfront. Organizer Dan Ripley says work is already underway.
We've already cleared all of the invasive honeysuckle from the shoreline of the park, restoring views of the river that haven't been really accessible in decades.
Ripley hopes to raise enough money to start a water taxi shuttle system and install boardwalks and a zip line along the river. A recycling advocate has told a legislative panel Indiana is squandering the opportunity to attract development and thousands of jobs by diverting money intended to go toward boosting recycling. Indiana Recycling Coalition Director Carrie Hamilton says recycling more of the waste that currently goes into Indiana's landfills could generate up to 20,000 new jobs from businesses that process or use recycled materials. Indiana State University says the fall enrollment has reached its highest level in more than 40 years. At the Terre Haute campus this fall, enrollment is at 12,448. WFYI weather, mostly sunny this afternoon with a high of 88, partly cloudy tonight, low 69, mostly sunny tomorrow with a high of 92, and scattered showers possible for the weekend, highs near 90. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth. The local midday business report is next.